This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Colonial Pipeline has returned to partial operations following a cyber attack that choked gas supplies for the eastern United States for days. In a statement, the pipeline operator said some markets served by Colonial Pipeline may experience or continue to experience intermittent service interruptions during the startup period. President Biden on Monday says he needs to talk with Russian President Putin before laying down blame.
I'm going to be meeting with President Putin, although there's evidence that the actor's ransomware is in Russia. They have some responsibility to deal with this.
Ohio Governor Mike DeWine wants to pay Ohioans to get vaccinated. Starting next Wednesday, adults who have received at least one dose of the vaccine may enter a $1 million lottery every week for 5 weeks, paid for by federal stimulus money.
Those who are not vaccinated remain prey to this virus.
Kids under 18 have a chance to win a four-year scholarship. USA Radio News.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
The suspected Times Square shooter over the weekend has been apprehended in Florida. Tim Berg reports.
The Times Square shooting suspect is in custody in Florida. NYPD Chief of Detectives James Essick explains 31-year-old Farrakhan Muhammad was arrested by U.S. Marshals in the northern part of the state.
In a McDonald's parking lot in Sauk, Florida, just outside of Jacksonville. Mr. Muhammad was with a female who we believe to be his girlfriend, and he was taken into custody without incident.
Muhammad is accused of opening fire in Times Square last weekend. The shooting wounded two women and a four-year-old girl. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Farrakhan Muhammad tells WCJB in Gainesville, Florida, he doesn't even know what's going on.
I don't know. I still don't know nothing. I'm nothing.
Christine Vergara, his girlfriend, was arrested with him. She lives in Jacksonville, Florida. Thanks for listening. We do appreciate it. We are USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
After Russian hackers essentially shut down the Colonial Pipeline, supplying the East Coast with nearly half their energy needs, the Biden administration says pipelines are the best way to move energy. Secretary of Energy Jennifer Granholm.
This is why we have doubled down on ensuring that there's an ability to truck oil in, gas in, but the pipe is the best way to go.
So why did the Biden administration cancel the XL pipeline? Laid off XL pipeline worker Neil Crabtree tells Fox News more greenhouse gases are being pumped into the atmosphere because diesel engines and trains are now moving the energy.
I mean, it's kind of gratifying to finally hear the administration admit what we've known to be common sense for quite a while now, that when they canceled that Keystone Pipeline, it made no sense to us because the oil was already coming into the country by rail. Argue with a lot of people all the time that we're happy that this Keystone was canceled. They think it was a win for the environment, but I always have to point out to them, no, the oil's still coming into this country. We're just doing it by rail.
The Keystone XL pipeline had secured most of its funding. It was only 8% constructed when President Biden's executive order shut down construction and in turn caused thousands of union workers to lose their jobs. An official with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention announced announced more than two dozen total blood clot cases in individuals who received the Johnson & Johnson one-shot COVID-19 vaccine out of 8.7 million recipients. Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We never stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Never stop. Hey.
Okay, America, help me understand here. Joe Biden has, in effect, scored an incredible hat trick here. We got chaos at the border. We were energy independent at one point. Now we have gas lines in this country right now. And Middle East. We had five Arab nations ready to effect peace and sign a peace accord with Israel. Now we have rockets blasting like crazy into Israel right now. And on top of that, this administration decided to reconnect with the Palestinians and send them millions of dollars so that they could pay off these families and these martyrs of all these terrorist attacks. Let's bring that into play. And yet, it looks like, according to the polling data, that 50% of America thinks that Joe Biden is doing a good job. Megan Barth, you got to help me out here. My brain's about ready to explode. What good is coming out of this administration? Help me understand this, because what I'm seeing now, because now it's gotten to the ground level and the people aren't paying attention to the lies of the mainstream media and the narrative put out there by big tech any longer, and less anyway, because, you know, the reality of these policies are hitting people where it hurts, right in their pockets. And they're starting to put signs out and put bumper stickers on. I didn't vote for him.
Right. Well, I think the only good thing coming out of this administration is the fact maybe Jimmy Carter's happy, so he's no longer revered as the worst president in presidential history of this country. We have a border crisis. We have a gas crisis. We have an unemployment crisis. We have a Middle East crisis. We also have a spending crisis, and the list goes on. But according to the administration, none of these are crises. In fact, Donald Trump actually put out a statement on the Middle East prior to our commander-in-chief. And there's that old saying that's come around. It's actually not that old, but go woke, go broke.
Yes.
And this is what we're witnessing. Mm-hmm. Our military is more concerned with gender pronouns than they are with protecting our southern border, let alone our allies across the world. And our enemies know this. We have still not held China accountable for the leak. I like to refer to it as biological warfare, because it was
without a doubt
perfect, really.
Exactly. No, it is.
In the face of weakness, our enemies capitalize. And grow in power. And we see China, and we see Iran, and we see, obviously the Middle East on fire, Russia. All of our enemies are making moves in order to consolidate and expand their power regionally.
Right.
And the Biden administration, we're not sure who's running the administration, but we certainly know it's not Biden. Actually, Larry Summers, yesterday, who was the former economic advisor of Bill Clinton and Barack Obama, Basically, the press release was that he warned the White House, contacted the White House, and told Joe Biden to basically stop spending money, flushing money into the system, bringing down the value of the dollar, increasing inflation, and stop with the COVID relief infusion of cash. And I had a laugh, because why are you contacting the White House? The decisions aren't made there.
Yeah, you got to go to George. You got to go to Georgetown. That's where they're being made.
Right. Or go to Valerie Jarrett. Or go to Susan Rice.
Well, all tentacles cross through the Obama residence, wherever it's at. You know, if it's Martha's Vineyard, there, you know, outside of the Beltway, that's where the connection. The bat phone into the Oval Office is connected to Obama.
But this is exactly what the Democrats voted for.
Mm-hmm.
So if you see a Joe Biden supporter in a gas line, make sure they get to the back of the line, because this is exactly what they voted for. I often can tell a Democrat right away if they talk about their feelings.
Yes.
Facts don't care about your feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, I feel like he listens. Well, his tweets are mean, et cetera, et cetera. This is the harsh reality of Democrat policies on a macroeconomic scale.
Mm-hmm.
All of the liberal elites, the 50% of Americans that you say agree with this president or think he's doing a great job, that polling was probably taken on the Upper East Side of New York.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is from Rasmussen, which is surprising. And you think that, and we've seen in other polls that it's been, you know, highly Democratic, you know, prejudiced, you know, that's what they do. And, you know, they keep on, you know, wanting to give us the illusion. But it's just, again, we've got, we don't have 90% of the media browbeating a president, and we don't have a concerted effort. I mean, it cracks me up how the Democrats talk about what the Republicans are doing after what they did to, you know, President Trump for over 4 years, how they hounded him and resisted and made it impossible, but yet they're so aghast because, you know, the Republican Party is standing up for conservative values. Go figure.
Right. And there is obviously a disconnect between common sense and feelings, and that can be seen in the Democrat electorate. No one can go to the grocery store or go to the gas station or pay their tax bill and think that this administration is doing a good job. It amazes me that there is still a Jewish contingency is Democrat.
Right.
They are signing their own death warrant. We have Ilhan Omar, a Democrat, who is calling Israel, as well as Rashida Tlaib, calling Israel a terrorist state.
For defending themselves.
For defending themselves and refusing to call Hamas, which is a terrorist organization, a terrorist organization. Now, you have to ask yourself, how do anti-Semites find themselves within the halls of Congress, especially the Democrat Party? Well, guess what? That's where they are welcomed.
Yes, exactly.
That's where they are supported.
That's quite telling, isn't it? That is such an experience. Exactly, right.
Mm-hmm. To know somebody is to take a look at their friends, see who they surround themselves with. That's how you get a good judge of character. The character of the Democrat Party has been taken over by socialists, Marxists, communists, and anti-Semites. That is who the Democrat Party is of today.
Mm-hmm.
And quite frankly, they have a very long history of communist sympathizing and anti-Semitism.
Well, and what I love now is what they're trying to push, this narrative that it's the Republican Party that's anti-democratic.
Okay.
I mean, that's the deal. It's like some of the statements they're making. They go, well, it's the Republican Party because, you know, they want to have free and fair elections. You know, and what they're doing, you know, with voter ID and other issues to make sure that everybody's vote counts, that is anti-democracy.
Well, it's actually pro-republic.
Yes.
Because a democracy is ruled by a mob.
Yes.
And that's exactly what we're seeing coming out of Washington, D.C.
No, you're exactly right. Getting back to the cyber attack from Russia, this is all part and parcel and dovetails hand in glove with what you were saying earlier, and that is that our enemies are seeing the weakness of this country, and this is another poke in the eye to the Biden administration, what the Russians just did with this cyber attack, right?
We got to
go to break. That wasn't fair. I set you up to run you up against the wall. Stay with me.
To commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. Again, that's 800-399-3706.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Martinez, we have a country to save.
That is the operative pronoun, we, as in we the people, okay? All hands on deck.
And we're seeing what's happening as a result of the policies of the Biden administration and the Democratic Party that have gone totally progressive. You got to know when you have the likes of AOC, Megan Barth, complimenting this administration, saying that they're surprised, pleasantly surprised at how progressive Joe Biden has been in his first 100 days.
Yes, I love how the Democrats sugarcoat communism by calling it progressivism.
No, don't you?
It's actually regressivism, if that's the word. Joe Biden is simply just a figurehead. He doesn't know what's going on. He doesn't know the time of day. He's in bed by 10 o'clock. He doesn't like to take questions from the press. As a matter of fact, yesterday, while he was actually taking some questions from the press, he started to walk away, and he's like, I'm not supposed to do this. I'm not supposed to answer all these questions.
Really? Aren't you the president of the United States?
Yeah.
I'm gonna get in trouble. Like he's gonna go home and mommy's gonna spank him or something.
Right. Exactly. And so, you know, we just had 120, I believe, retired military personnel write an open letter of how dangerous Joe Biden is due to his obvious mental decline.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we aren't the only ones that are witnessing the mental decline. The no, this is not a stutter any longer. This mm-hmm. is a serious mental capacity issue. But we're not the only ones that are seeing this. Like I said, our enemies are watching. Our enemies mm-hmm. are paying attention, and our enemies are taking advantage of weakness. Outside of the Russians hacking, and we believe it's Russians. I believe they took credit for it, or at least a group of Russians.
Yeah, they said not only it was beyond the black, it was the black market, the dark market of the Russian communists that did this. So even that layer of black market for the Russians, they're pointing fingers. It wasn't us; it was these other guys. But you know, even they would not be able to do anything without the approval, either directly or tacitly, from Putin.
Right. And so we have our pipeline to the south, the Colonial Pipeline hack. The first day in office, Joe Biden killed the Keystone Pipeline.
Mm-hmm.
And now Gretchen Whitmer has just killed another pipeline. So we went from energy independence for the first time in 50 to 60 years, as late as last year, to complete energy dependency. This country is not going to run on wind. This country is not going to run on solar power. That is simply not effective. We are not going to all abandon our gas cars and buy $100,000 electric cars. But here we are in the grips of Democrat tyranny, whether it's being forced to wear a mask or forced to get a vaccination or forced to dig into your pocket further and spend more money on a gallon of gas. In Nevada, we're over $4, 50 mm-hmm. a gallon. 50% of gas stations in Georgia don't have gas. Over 60% of gas stations in North Carolina don't have gas. And now with Gretchen Whitmer's latest move, I'm sure we're going to add more states to the gas shortage.
Mm-hmm.
And this is all by design.
Yeah, exactly.
Because they're stupid.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't because they don't know any better. This is by design.
Mm-hmm. And you would think a free and fair press would be reporting on it to reveal what that design is. I mean, they spent so much ink on Donald Trump. 90% of what they reported on the president was purposely negative, only 10%. And even then you had to kind of, you know, round up the figure to get to 10%. It was so blatantly biased that they did everything they could to put a stick in this man's spokes, and I say not only his spokes as the president of the United States, but those of us that supported him and those of us that believed in the policies. I mean, they keep saying that the president lied, and I go, where? Help me out. I mean, Lynn Cheney, again, echoed that, you know, he's out there promoting this big lie. I don't know that it's a total lie. I don't know that it's obviously true. There's evidence to indicate that there were things that were suspicious, more than suspicious, about what happened in 2020 during the election. And now you've got Molly Hemingway releasing her new book, which I think is it's interesting that at this point in time that somebody with her stature and credibility from the Federalist writes this book called Rigged. I mean, this is a courageous move, because a lot of conservatives have been very conservative and quiet about saying much about what happened in the 2020 elections. But, you know, there's more and more being revealed. And regardless of the Supreme Court, if they want to do their job or not, the truth has a way of finding its way out into the open air. And more is coming out. And we see what's coming out of Maricopa County as they continue to investigate and do a deeper dive. Some of these other states as well. You know, I think it's a matter of time, Megan, you know, for all the time that they're spending with, you know, H.R. 1 and S.1 to codify all this questionable activity the Democrats were able to get away with in 2020. How come they're not spending any time in looking into, you know, what happened? Because you can't say it was a free and fair election. I'm sorry, I disagree with Liz Cheney. You know, she's delusional. I don't have, and for her to come in and say the president lied. What did he lie about?
Look, you know, and I know that the election was rigged. They know the election was rigged. They know that we know the election was rigged. And they continue to lie about it. For 4 years, we heard about Russian foreign interference in our elections. The Democrats were the ones that were telling us that the elections were rigged for 4 years, the 2016 election. What changed? Well, what changed in 2020 were multiple basically consent decrees, which Mark Elias, a Democrat lawyer of Perkins Coie, changed election laws and went around the legislature, which basically codified ballot harvesting, absentee ballots, and drop boxes. No chain of custody. In
right.
Georgia, there are 335,000 ballots that have no chain of custody. In Maricopa County, they just discovered that Maricopa County deleted all of the files on the servers that were supposed to be produced via subpoena. Why are you deleting voter files?
Exactly.
In Antrim County in Michigan, 100% of people over the age of 65 voted. 100%. That is a statistical anomaly.
It's impossible. It's more than an anomaly. It's impossible. And the only way you can come up with that is rigging it. Yeah.
Correct. And so why are Democrats afraid of an audit? Because an audit will simply just prove that Joe Biden got 81 million votes.
Yes, exactly. Right.
If the audit was all free, fair, and clear, then it will prove that the demented man in the White House got 81 million votes. That's what an audit will prove. Why are they doing everything in their power to stop audits, whether it's in New Hampshire or Michigan or Arizona or Georgia? Why isn't the front page of any Georgia newspaper? Where is the chain of custody for 335,000 ballots? Changes elections throughout the whole entire state.
Yeah, you know, Megan, and these questions are so basic, they're so academic that you can't answer them, and they're there, and they just want to step over the evidence. I mean, this is, you know, as someone likened it, and I like the analogy that they use. They said, you know, this is why you have the FAA when a plane crash happens. You know, they do this deep dive study, takes them up to a year to figure out what happened. Why? So that it doesn't happen again, or that the next time it does come up, you know, this kind of interference or anything that would compromise the flight, that pilots would have been trained on it. They would know better to make better decisions should it happen again. And we are, you know, with all this evidence and all this information experience we have, we're ignoring the obvious, and we just want to stick our head in the sand and just say, yeah, it's okay. But meanwhile, you've got near 50% of the country. I mean, and probably larger than that, because God only knows on, you know, these 81 million ballots that went out, how many are really not tied to a real live human being or voter? We know in some cases they were people that were voting from the grave.
Exactly. And then I have to go back to Georgia again. If there is no chain of custody for 335,000 ballots in Georgia, what about the other states?
Exactly. Well,
the don't we deserve an answer for how these 335,000 ballots ended up in drop boxes?
This is why we need to insist on the truth. Megan Barr, thank you.
This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA is working closely with the Center for Disease Control and Prevention and with other federal partners to provide COVID-19 vaccines as quickly and safely as they can. The VA knows that you have lots of questions and information is changing so fast, so please check back to the VA.gov website for updates, and they will continue to update the website on a regular basis to give you the latest information. If you find yourself not enrolled in the VA, but you need a COVID-19 vaccine, then go to the VA.gov and locate the nearest VA facility to you so you can reach out and find out how you can schedule your vaccine shots. If you happen to be not only a veteran, but a spouse of a veteran or caregiver or a CHAMP VA recipient, the VA will contact you and let you know when your vaccine shot will be ready. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. This is Dan Perkins, and thanks for listening.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Colonial Pipeline has returned to partial operations following a cyber attack that choked gas supplies for the eastern United States for days. In a statement, the pipeline operator said some markets served by Colonial Pipeline may experience or continue to experience intermittent service interruptions during the startup period. President Biden on Monday says he needs to talk with Russian President Putin before laying down blame.
I'm going to be meeting with President Putin, although there's evidence that the actor's ransomware is in Russia. They have some responsibility to deal with this.
Ohio Governor Mike DeWine wants to pay Ohioans to get vaccinated. Starting next Wednesday, adults who have received at least one dose of the vaccine may enter a $1 million lottery every week for 5 weeks, paid for by federal stimulus money.
Those who are not vaccinated remain prey to this virus.
Kids under 18 have a chance to win a 4-year scholarship. USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can go to BillMartinezShow.com. Luke Larson is going to be joining us in just a moment, the president of Exxon, a former Marine Corps officer, Semper Fi, and recipient of the Bronze Star. Well, throughout the country, the rethinking of police training is a critically important topic that needs immediate action, a new perspective on de-escalation by incorporating community engagement training for law enforcement is key to positive change. Through the use of breakthrough virtual reality technology, law enforcement can learn a new perspective on community engagement due to VR's immersive nature, which can supercharge memory and empathy. Community engagement training focuses on situational learning and de-escalation tactics, which train officers how to act in ways that result in mutually beneficial outcomes for all involved. The latest VR modules can show a scenario playing out from two perspectives. One is the perspective of the officer responding to the call. The other is the perspective of the community member experiencing the distress. This is vitally important because it teaches empathy, and empathy is the best way to achieve a mutually beneficial outcome and increase public safety. Luke, I cannot thank you enough for the effort that your team has been putting into this. I think this goes a long way. This is something that's been needed for a long time. VR has been around for a long time. And, congratulations on what you've been able to accomplish here.
Thanks, Bill.
Well, Well, let's talk about the benefits of using VR. I kind of gave a rough outline for law enforcement training, and how does it differ from traditional training that they're currently using?
So, Bill, with virtual reality training, you're able to put an individual in an immersive experience where they're able to experience things that are very close to a lifelike scenario. And studies have shown that when we have VR training, retention rates and confidence improve. There's a key study from Miami Children's Hospital that showed 80% retention rate after 1 full year after the training. And with Axon solution, we've got a couple really, really exciting benefits. Exceptional content from subject matter experts and peers. It's wirelessly available anytime, anywhere. And this is really important, Bill, because the biggest challenge that law enforcement faces with training is budget and time. And so the ability to have this affordable unit where we can get lots of officers through the training helps them to be better equipped for these scenarios. And then finally, real-time instruction and insights. So this allows officers to get access to the recordings and analytics, not only the officers, but also their instructors. And then they can see those insights and have coaching and development.
Exactly. Luke, how does this compare with what they're currently using?
So today, you know, coming from a military background, it was really interesting. We had unlimited budgets. We had just a lot of time to train. We trained almost 90% of the time for 10% deployment. And law enforcement, it's flip-flop. You know, they're deploying 365 days a year, and they're really crunched on budgets and time. And so what's really exciting about virtual reality is we can now bring this world-class technology to agencies across the country at an affordable price.
How did this idea come about, Luke?
So we've been monitoring virtual reality for several years, and you know, it really needed to get to a point where it could be a believable scenario. And with the technology improving, the latest headsets have great optics, and we actually partnered with HTC, who just launched their latest hardware. And one of the key benefits of that is hand motion tracking, and that allows us to integrate sensors such as the Taser energy weapon as well as a Glock. And so now officers can go through and actually interact in the environment with different actors, and we can change their race or gender or the weather. And so this dynamic training, you know, is really phenomenal. And once we saw the technology was ready, we really pushed to build out a team that could create the content.
So are you saying that, you know, with this VR technology, the officer can even use his service weapon as part of the experience?
Yeah, Bill. So we actually have it's kind of a mock Glock, which is the pistol, and there's electronics in it that allow it to interact with the VR headset. And then with our Taser devices, they can actually use their actual Taser. We've got firmware that makes it interact with the virtual reality headset.
Mm-hmm. Now, the reason I mention, you know, the Glock, I mean, I carry a Glock myself, and, you know, whenever you go into some simulations and it's, you know, kind of like, you know, the weapon that you're using, you know, it reduces the effectiveness. But the fact that you've been able to incorporate even a Glock-like simulation, I think this is very positive for the officer and reinforces, you know, the training aspects that are so important here.
Yeah, so with our virtual reality simulator training, we've actually got a firing range where we've got basic, intermediate, and advanced scenarios. And going through those scenarios with the devices helps to build that muscle memory so that we have better outcomes.
Well, let's talk about the VR simulator, how it works, and it reinforces empathy training or even introduces empathy training. I mean, this is a different perspective here. It's not to say the police have not, you know, considered it. I'm sure they've been trained on empathy to a degree, but this reinforces the empathy aspect as well, right?
Yeah, Bill. So we actually launched our community engagement trainings back in 2018. And think of this like a 360-degree movie. This provides for teachable moments. So we've got a catalog of offering scenarios available today: schizophrenia, autism, suicidal ideation, hard of hearing, peer intervention, domestic violence. And so with these scenarios, they're able to put themselves in the position of the citizen that's going through this crisis moment. And that shows phenomenal ability to have the officers have empathy. So when they go out and they experience these real life scenarios, it's not the first time they're seeing it, and they have the benefit of seeing that from somebody else's perspective.
Well, we are expanding out of need, you know, the sensitivity of law enforcement officers who are out there. I mean, you know, they're dealing with life and death issues, as you say. They go out and deal with this every day, every moment they're out there in the field, and trying to do the best they can to protect and serve. And, of course, we have an increase, according to all indications, of, you know, some mental issues. And these police officers, I mean, heretofore, you know, that hasn't been a focus. But it's clear that this needs to be, you know, considered a lot more seriously than previously, right?
Yeah, so we're seeing a lot of demand for this bill. We actually have over 1,000 agencies are using the technology today, such as Phoenix Police Department in Arizona, Newcastle, New Jersey. We've got Chicago Police Department, one of the biggest police agencies in the country, piloting the technology. And what we see is, you know, this VR simulator is going to allow and provide officers training on how to best interact with the community, de-escalate situations effectively, and support individuals in crisis. And we're just super excited because this is a great example where an emerging technology, virtual reality, can help solve a really big challenge with budget and time that agencies face today when they're looking at training.
Well, Luke Larson has been our guest, president of Axon, responsible for leading the company's day-to-day operations. He joined Axon in 2008, becoming president in April 2015. Prior to joining Axon, as I mentioned, served two tours in Iraq as a Marine Corps infantry officer, was awarded the Bronze Star with V for Valor on his first tour. Luke, we cannot thank you enough. Congratulations on this concept. You know, we want to do everything we can to encourage the expansion of this effort and the involvement of other, you know, police operate law enforcement operations to engage with VR and this incredible new technology that's available to them. How can they be in touch with you, Luke?
So our website, www.axon.com, has a phenomenal overview of our VR launch. And just, you know, we're looking for great people. If there's somebody that wants to come join our mission and is excited about what we're working on, we'd love to hear from you as well.
Well, that's great. Luke Larson, awesome. Congratulations. And we look forward to hearing more about Axon and all your great efforts that you're doing on behalf of law enforcement and for communities across this country. Thank you.
Excellent. Thanks, Bill.
All right. Is that a Q2 or Q3 expense?
Dwayne CPA went MIA.
W-9.
To keep his books and his sanity, he needs to find a replacement ASAP.
Hey, Johnny, have you ever heard of a fungible good?
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
Are you worried about refinancing your mortgage only to find a better rate later? Introducing the No Regret Refinance from Network Capital Funding Corporation. Mortgage rates are near all-time lows, and Network Capital is now offering one of our lowest 30-year fixed rates ever, 2.75% with a 2.76% APR, with no points or lender fees. Incredible! Our unique process is fast, simple, and secure. And right now, the Network Capital 30-year fixed rate is 2.75% with a 2.76% APR. Today's low rates won't last, so talk to us about the No Regret refinance today. Call the experts at Network Capital right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Finance Lender Law. Number 603-D787. An equal opportunity lender. Loan amounts $500,000 and greater. Rates subject to change need credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
With you, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. And we have the host of Movie Guide TV, Evie Bear Carroll, joins us now. Got lots to catch up on. Evie, how are we doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Well, great to have you here. Let's talk about what you're now streaming at movieguide.org.
Well, what we do for, you know, our audiences and other people who need to know what's on streaming, if you still have Netflix, if you still have Hulu, which, you know, Hulu is a little bit more family friendly than Netflix. If you have Amazon Prime, as we give you a list that comes out every month of good movies. The nice thing is on Netflix, they now are streaming Madagascar 3, which is a fun one for the entire family. It's a very silly movie. If you haven't seen this movie, it is extremely silly, but it's a good one for the whole family. Another one for adults is called Darkest Hour. If you didn't see that movie.
Great movie.
Very intense, interesting movie about, you know, Winston Churchill. So those are some good options on Netflix, one for the family and one for, you know, adult audiences. If you have Amazon Prime, Rio is a very cute movie about a little cockatoo. By the creators of Ice Age. So, you know, we have a whole list on our website to see different, you know, if you have different platforms. It's an interesting time we live on because everybody seems to be having different platforms and there's not kind of a central anymore where they used to be on cable. Because cable, you know, you had every channel right there and you paid for the bundle. But we're kind of living in different times now.
Well, we're grateful for Movie Guide to give us this list because another movie that you point out is Hachi. I mean, this is a sweet, sweet movie. I love this movie.
Oh, good. Yes. That is about a dog and an adopted stray dog. And if anybody's had a stray animal come into their life, it's, you know, or if anybody's a big animal person, this is a good movie for them. But, you know, we had a stray cat that came into our lives and just changed our lives because she's such a
sweet little animal that we say adopted us because she just wandered in and she stayed.
They have a way of doing that when they're, you know, and they know, animals know, they can sense when they're welcome. And if you welcome them, boy, do they assimilate so quickly. But if they don't, man, they're just going to brush off the dust in the bottom of their paws and out the door they go.
You know, it may be because we gave a little kibble here and there. I mean,
well, yeah,
that's kind of enticed her, but
yeah. Exactly. You know, so, but again, we're so thankful that Movie Guide does this because of, as you say, the streaming options. They're just, you know, they've expanded so much. It's hard to keep up with it all anymore.
You're right. I mean, if you go on Netflix, one of the things that Netflix is a platform for content, because they buy up a lot of content and then put it on their service. And so it can be very hard to navigate and very hard to find kind of the family, you know, programs on Netflix. And a lot of those, you know, platforms are like that. It's just, you see so much stuff up there that you say, what am I going to watch? What am I going to choose that's going to not offend my faith? And so it's good to have these lists and kind of find out what we're kind of recommending for the night, because it's very helpful when you have, you know, thousands of options there.
And without a doubt. Hey, so what's going on with the Kendrick brothers? It's been a while since we've heard from them, but you say we got some news coming the way that involves our good buddy Kirk Cameron.
Yeah, it's fun because now Kirk Cameron is coming back. Remember, he was in Fireproof. You didn't see Fireproof.
Right.
You know, that was a great movie, and that came out 14 years ago. So now Kirk Cameron is coming back with the Kendrick brothers, and the Kendrick brothers are known for you know, being very faith-filled and adding a lot of faith to their content. And, you know, there's a lot of elements in there that inspires people who already have faith. You know, War Room was an incredible movie that just made you want to get a prayer closet and really
exactly.
pray all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so I love that. And so now they're making this new movie and they're in production. And it seems like it's going to be a little bit more of action-based because they have an ATV chase scene. And mm-hmm. they have, you know, we have a production still here that shows them on a 50-foot crane in the air. That is not something I would want to do.
No, not me. Yeah, skydiving thing, is that what they're doing with the crane?
Right.
Yeah.
Doing some kind of skydiving scene, which is kind of fun because mm-hmm. a lot of them, you know, I don't think any of the other movies had very much action to it. So maybe it'll be a different, we don't know too much about this movie that they're making right now, but we do know what they've shown us in terms of production. And so it's kind of fun to think that maybe it's going to be a little bit more action oriented.
Yeah, they say lots of action, humor, and heart. And of course, humor and heart, we've gotten used to that with the Kendrick brothers. Action, like you said, they're living the adventure. Why not? Let's get some action involved. That's cool.
I love that, too, because a lot of times, you know, it seems like the faith movies are kind of these dramas. It's very serious things. And so I like that the Kendricks are, you know, like to put in humor and they do a good job with it. And they make you laugh. And then I like the fact that they're, you know, going to add a little action to it because it's kind of unique for a faith film.
Mm-hmm. Well, the cancel culture led by Facebook is at it again. They've decided to permanently ban a pro-life organization. What's up with that?
Yeah, unbelievable, really. Mm. They're going after these people, and so they've permanently banned LifeSite News because they talked about the COVID shot. I mean, the thing about it is we just, you know, we want all the kind of different research. I want to be able to see if someone's pro something and if they're against it, you know, or
right.
if they're against it, and I want to see all the research on it. If I'm taking a vaccine that's going into my body, I want to be able to figure out, you know, every kind of negative or positive about it, right?
Exactly.
That's what we used to be able to do. And so LifeSite News kind of put out the negatives about the COVID vaccine. And so, you know, Facebook didn't like that, and so they permanently banned it. But LifeSite News is all about pro-life, and of course, you know, certain parties don't like the concept of pro-life, but, you know, this could be considered a spiritual war, what's going on today in terms of, you know, this cancel culture.
Well, no question. People of faith, organizations of faith are under scrutiny and under attack. You know, Facebook is heading to a conclusion, I believe, to where they will themselves be canceled or they'll be broken up because they cannot be allowed to operate in such manner. I mean, I'm old school, Evie. I mean, I've been involved with broadcasting, radio stations, broadcast entities for years, most of my life. And there was a time when there was a restriction, when the FCC would restrict the number of stations or, you know, you couldn't have a station and a newspaper. You couldn't be the owner of both entities in the same market. And now they limit the number of stations that you have per market, and they do that so, you know, to minimize any kind of monopolistic control over communication. But how they've allowed this beast to run amok and to be able to act with impunity, I mean, to the degree now that they are influencing elections, I mean, this is kind of third world, you know, kind of stuff that's going on in today's modern America, supposedly.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I've done, you know, mission trips to China, and that's exactly what, you know, they do there. And that we don't want that happening here. And so, you know, I hope, you know, we can stop that from happening. But you're right. I think it has reached a really pivotal point for us that we need to stop it before it goes any further.
LifeSite News brought, I believe, a fair question to point. I mean, look at back in the 50s, way before you were born, you know, we had an issue with thalidomide babies, if you know, might recall historically when you look back in history. And this was a drug, an injection that was given to women because they told women, oh, this is going to help you with your nausea. Well, when you're pregnant and dealing with nausea, you'll take anything short of voodoo. Maybe even voodoo, you know, you know, because it's just like, get me out of this stuff. And so the women, you know, went along. Next thing you know, there was this increasing number of miscarriages. And then we started seeing, you know, deformed babies, you know, this whole deal all brought to you by thalidomide. And you go, what is going on here? You know,
exactly. And, you know, I'm not going to say I'm an expert on this. This is not my area of expertise, but you know, my mother, she's been on very heavy medicines for 26 years for her disease. And, you know, we go to a doctor and they have to do tests and they have to figure it out. And it takes a long process. It's not just a short term thing. They've been still researching her disease for years and years and years. And that's, you know, these things are not, you know, we're not perfect people, doctors, and medicine isn't perfect. And it just takes time to figure it all out. And so, you know, it's not the end all be all when they come out with this stuff. We just have to be able to do the research and figure out if it's okay. And I believe it takes time.
And be able to ask questions. I mean, you know, like we don't know what's happening with this pandemic and the vaccinations that are going out. And as some doctors have said, we haven't even gone through a cycle. We do know that women are miscarrying as a result of the, you know, the injection, the COVID injection that's being conducted. You know, this is part of it. Are we going to end up with, you know, what happened with what happened in the 50s? You know, deja vu one more time. We're going to learn the hard way. Got about 30 seconds left. Good news is the former president has launched a new platform where he can speak freely.
Yeah, so from the desk of Donald J. Trump, he's you know, Facebook and said, oh, well, we're going to continue to ban you. And so he just says, of course, President Trump, you know, former President Trump, he's saying, I'm going to still be out there and you're going to still hear me. So he created his own website. That's so like him. And so we you know, decide who wants to keep up a voice. We need to be able to, you know, compete and put up our own stuff and be able to speak freely.
Well, the standard bearer for free speech, and it's welcomed, you know, by the former president. She's the host of Movie Guide TV. Evie Bear Carroll has been with us. Evie, as always, appreciate it. Great job. Take care.
Thanks so much.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.